I'm Chevy, and today let's discuss you being my associate producers. Hello, friends. Welcome to the shed. How was your weekend? My weekend was awesome, let me tell you. I got to spend Saturday with my dad a little bit since I'm going to miss Father's Day next week. So hung out there a little bit, did a couple of little projects at his house, had lunch. That was nice. And then I came down here. Did you like the new intro? I shot that on Saturday, worked on that for a while. I shot about 5 or 6 different clips, and then I had to try and figure out. I knew I wanted to shorten the old intro, and I also wanted the new intro to tell a little bit more about the show. The old one was, you know, using power tools and stuff, and while I do talk about that on the show, I don't use tools on this show. So I thought it was kind of strange that I would have that is the intro, and then I never pick up a tool on the show. I do have build videos on the show, or on the channel. If you go, I have a playlist called Chevy Builds, and I do have videos where I use lots of tools, so you can go watch those. But on this particular show, I've actually never used any of these tools. And maybe I will in the future. I might do some, like, quick projects kind of videos. Let me know if you're interested in that in the comments below. Because if you are, then I will try to do some quick projects, something, you know, make a picture frame or something that I can do live in 10 minutes and not have to compress a bunch of video. But other than that, we had a family night on Saturday night. We went to the local park in my little town here. They have a real nice outdoor amphitheater. And they had some live music playing until about 9 o'clock, and then we watched Zootopia. They have this giant, like, blow-up screen and projector, and that was really fun. Sit outside and listen to the cicadas and watch a movie was actually really enjoyable. So that was good stuff. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We are here to talk about you. Because ultimately, you are the reason why I'm here. You are the reason why I continue to make videos. We are on the second Skok. This is the episode 1 of Skok 2. And that wouldn't have happened if I hadn't have found you guys to encourage me to continue, to watch my videos, to comment, and all that stuff that you do that gives me the energy to continue trying. You know, as somebody, I've suffered from depression my entire life that I can remember. And because of that, I easily disconnect myself from things that I enjoy doing. There's usually days where just like the light switch goes off and I'm no longer interested in whatever the heck it is that I'm doing. And that's usually around the 2 or 3 month mark. And here we are. This is officially the start of month 4 and I'm still going strong and I still have no interest in stopping. So that's a good thing. I have had days where I thought, man, I really just today's not, I don't want to do this, but I've done it. And some of those shows were pretty bad, I will admit. But you guys have said, no, we enjoy that. So let me know in the comments what shows in the past that you liked the most. Because that's going to really help me decide how we plan this thing in the future. The last Skok 1, I broke it up into 320 episode segments in my head. So I did, I changed up the show format every 20 days to try and see what was going on. And the last 20 days was the most programmed as far as I had a schedule that I tried to stick to with segments and all that stuff. I'm not sure that I want to continue doing that. I definitely don't want to give up on the segments because they were fun, but I don't know that I want to have them like, today I'm talking about this, because for me, the best part of doing this show is sharing my day with you, and not necessarily like in a vlog style, but just my emotional state that day, my my enthusiasm level, my energy level comes through in the show in a very genuine way, and I don't want to force the material because I feel like that's what I have to do that day. I have to do Workshop Wednesday today. So I want to leave those segments in. I definitely want to still do movie talks, and I want to do workshop talks and gaming talks, but I'm not going to stick to some sort of rigid schedule. I'm just going to do it when I do it. And maybe I have a whole week where I do just workshop stuff or whatever. That's fine. But ultimately, the only way I'm going to know what's working best is if you tell me. And that's why I need you guys to and gals to be my associate producers. What is an associate producer? Well, an associate producer helps put together a show. So typically a producer, you have like, you know, the producer would assemble an idea and make it happen. All right? And that's everything from planning to shooting to whatever. The producer oversees all of it. And an associate producer picks up some of those tasks. So what I'm asking you to do is to be active in the comments, number one. That helps me understand more about what you're enjoying and what you're not enjoying in the show. Number two is I need you to scout ideas for me. If you have a topic that you want me to cover, send that to me. If you have, maybe you want to be on camera, shoot a video. Get your phone out, shoot a video of you explaining something or showing us something. Show us your shed. I'd love to see your sheds. I would love, love, love to see your space. And a shed doesn't necessarily have to be the place where you keep your garden tools. Your shed could be any space that is yours that you can go to and escape. Take your camera out and shoot video of that. Tell us about it. Introduce us to your shed. Introduce us to your tools. Introduce us to your board games. Introduce us to whatever. Take your camera out, shoot us a video, email it to me, chevy@thedailyshed.com, and I'll put it on the show. Take pictures of interesting things. I'll put those on the show. If you want to do the random facts segment. Yeah. Take your phone out, record some random facts, and email them to me, chevy@thedailyshed.com, and I will put it on the show. I'm looking for more participation from you guys because while I've told you in the past that this show is for me, it's for my personal well-being. It has helped me tremendously with my own emotions, my own well-being. If it wasn't for you guys watching it, then there wouldn't be a show. So I want to cater the show to you, and I'm more than willing to do that. If you have a particular news story that you want me to cover, send it to me. You can write the script, and I'll follow the script, and I'll talk about whatever it is you want me to talk about on the show. Help me produce the show. Help me find new material to cover. I spend a lot of time on the internet, and I research a lot of stuff. I love learning, but I don't know what is going to be the most interesting to present. And so oftentimes I shy away from trying something simply because I don't know if you guys are going to like it or not. So let me know. There's a comment section. There's my email. There's Twitter, Instagram. Find one of those outlets. Mail me, thedailyshed.com/contact. Send me a letter. Let me know what you want to do, and we'll do it. I will do just about anything that you guys want to see. That's important to me, is to keep myself. I am an extremely, extremely non-shy person. I do not get embarrassed. And so I'm willing to do just about anything that you want to see me do. because I like having fun. And yeah. So anyway, I need your help. I need associate producers to help me put together segments. I would love to have you show us your shed. You have a phone. Everybody has a camera. Do a short video. Do a long video. I don't care. And I'll edit it and I'll put it on the show. All you got to do is email it to me. That's it. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about today. I am super excited about the future. I am having so much fun that I can't even begin to explain it. And I am looking forward to whatever you come up with. So please help me come up with stuff to talk about, and we will sit down and talk about it. And I can't pay you. I want you to know that. Like, associate producers normally get paid, but this show doesn't make money. So I could pay you with my eternal thanks. Oh, did you guys see this? This was in the you saw it in the intro. I had this made at Cafe Press. I had a coupon, so it was like I did the Daily Shed on this side, and then on your side, I'll be in my shed. I thought that was pretty cool. Just something to, I don't know, be different. But anyway, I love my tea. Here we are. Let's talk. We just talked. I don't know why I'm rambling. I don't know what else I have to say other than thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for helping me. I look forward to whatever you guys can come up with in the future. Please don't be shy. Email me. And I will put you on the show. Catch you guys tomorrow.
Hey, Doc, wait. I want to ask you something.
Today's random fact comes from Wikipedia.org. Who invented safety elevator? There is no "the" in there. I read that. That is sick. Who invented safety elevator? Elisha Otis. Elisha Graves Otis, August 3rd, 1811 to April 8th, 1861. Only 50 years old, that's sad. Was an American industrialist, founder of the Otis Elevator Company, which is like the elevator company still. And inventor of a safety device that prevents elevators from falling if the hoisting cable fails. So, I assume we had elevators before his time, and I guess if the cable snapped, you just died? Why would you... Man. I would seriously not get in an elevator if I knew that there was a chance of dying. Yeah. Thanks, Elijah. Here's to you, bro.